eyes and ears. Senses savers.
Technically true.
Yeah?
But actually terrible.
Oh.
At Specsavers, we're hearing experts too, and have been for over 20 years.
Oh, should we just stick to Specsavers then?
Yeah.
Book a free hearing check today.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like...
Are you better now?
And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Nottinghamshire's Fire and Rescue Service has declared a major incident after a gas explosion at a house in Worksop. It happened on Saturday evening, with homes in the area around John Street being evacuated. The business secretary has begun giving instructions to British Steel after emergency legislation designed to save its blast furnaces in Scunthorpe was passed by Parliament. A new law giving the government control over the site came into force at midnight. Former Conservative leader Ian Duncan Smith says the government had to take action against the Chinese owners.
What they were going to do was shut the blast furnaces. And if they'd shut the blast furnaces, it would have meant we'd have been a prisoner of China dumping their slab steel into the UK. And that is simply not acceptable. So the government did the right thing and we supported them.
A regional governor in the northeast of Ukraine is claiming a Russian-guided bomb has struck a house in the town of Kupiansk. They say four people have been injured and more may be trapped beneath rubble in the Kharkiv region. Efforts are continuing to identify the body of a man pulled from a canal in Birmingham. It was found in November. West Midlands police say they're trying to name an Asian man who was between 50 and 60 and had a tattoo on his right hand. And in sport, Arsenal drew 1-1 with Brentford in the Premier League on Saturday afternoon. The result leaves them second in the table, 10 points behind the leaders, Liverpool. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Eric Whittaker provides your cradle classic this morning, something he wrote for an animation well worth waiting up for. Let's start the hour with Barber.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Serenade from Elgar's Wand of Youth Suite Number 1. The Ulster Orchestra there, Bryden Thompson there, conductor. And before it, from Samuel Barber, his Adagio for Strings, the Innovation Chamber Ensemble did the honours on Classic FM. There you are, the string section of the CBSO. Katie Brathwick here to choose your music this Sunday morning. Hoping you're having a wonderful weekend. It's your sleepy hour, and if you're here because you're struggling to drift off, I've got a Cradle classic for you in a bit that was written for an animation, and for me it's something that really takes me back to some of the days of lockdown when we were turning to the online world to come together to sing. Do you remember that? I don't know if you ever got involved in any of those online choirs. They weren't quite enough, but they were something, weren't they? And this particular composer was amazing at bringing people together and making them feel like they were connecting. You'll find out what it is after your bedtime story from Paul Dukas, The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Thank you.
just me? I feel the floor could do with another mop. From Paul Ducasse, L'Apprenti Sorcier, the Sorcerer's Apprentice on Classic FM. Too much French accent there. Well, that's because it was the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kent Nagano. Your bedtime story this morning on Classic FM, which leads me rather neatly into this morning's Cradle Classic, especially chosen piece played around this time every morning to help lull you to the land of Nod. And I have something for you that was a soundtrack to an animation, an adaptation of a Kipling story about a mama seal singing to her young pup, from the composer Eric Whittaker. This is the Seal Lullaby.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Highest of seven entries in last year's Classic FM Hall of Fame for John Williams. The theme to the movie Schindler's List on Classic FM, and Sophie Mutter played with the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles, and the composer himself conducted. And we are obviously, if you don't know already, in the midst of counting the tens of thousands of votes for this year's brand new Top 300 rundown, and all will be revealed over Easter weekend. I will keep you posted. But after the news at three, I'll have a trio for you from last year's Hall of Fame. Katie Brethwick here to entertain you all night long. Have a bit of Franz Lehár. Utter joy on Classic FM from Franz Lehár. That's the Vilja song from The Merry Widow. The Berlin Philharmonic doing the honours and Herbert von Karajan conducting.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Andrea Bocelli on Classic FM, performing Schubert's Ave Maria, the Moscow Radio Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Vladimir Fedosayev. And before it, you heard Kachaturian, part of his Masquerade Suite on Classic FM, Paavo Järvi at the podium for the Philharmonic Orchestra of Radio France. Katie Brathwick here to play you one more piece before the news at 3, and your 383 from our top 300 thereafter. This is Rossini.
Thank you.
the amazing Rossini on Classic FM, the overture to Semiramide, played by the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra in the hands of Antonio Pappano. The news is next, and then your 3 at 3 begins with a wedding favourite next.
Classic FM.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The business secretary has begun instructing British Steel after emergency legislation designed to save its blast furnaces in Scunthorpe was passed by Parliament. A new law giving the government control over the site came into force at midnight, but our political editor Natasha Clark says the uncertainty isn't over yet.
This is just a bit of an interim solution to buy time because, you know, as Jonathan Reynolds, the business secretary, was saying, the Chinese-owned firm had said they were going to stop those shipments of coking coal coming into the plant, and that coking coal, which is vital to keep the furnaces running, had not been delivered. So now the government will be able to direct that to happen.
Nottinghamshire's Fire and Rescue Service has declared a major incident after a gas explosion at a house in Worksop. It happened on Saturday evening, with homes